Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children across the country continue to experience discrimination and disadvantage that impacts their performance at school. While Closing the Gap efforts are aimed at changing that situation, each year the scorecard shows Indigenous children trail far behind non-Indigenous in literacy, numeracy and writing skills. Trying to achieve good NAPLAN results and teaching to the test is proving unsuccessful in engaging Indigenous children as learners. So some schools are taking a different approach and are changing the story. The Wire's Sarah Martin reports.
One of the biggest challenges for any teacher is keeping students engaged and creating a sense of belonging. It's those factors that overwhelmingly impact a child's willingness and interest to turn up and pay attention. So developing cultural frameworks that bring in the school community, elders, parents, staff and students, is one important way of ensuring more Indigenous kids see themselves and their culture in the curriculum. And it also has far-reaching benefits for non-Indigenous children too. Dr. Jamie Huff-Sisson is a senior lecturer at University of South Australia in the Education Futures Unit. She's been involved in research looking at how teachers are reimagining education.
Right now, what we're seeing is over two decades of research that show as a nation and even in other nations, we continue to get it wrong when it comes to creating inclusive education systems where all children feel that they belong.
Jamie's team have been following the success of a school in South Australia which has used Aboriginal cultural insights to develop the Nunga Way, incorporating different ways of learning that are more engaging for students and teachers.
They built something together that was meaningful to everyone. And so then what you have is children come to school and they feel really strongly connected. The families feel connected, and then you've got this really strong reciprocal relationship.
The program development was facilitated by Dr. Tyson Younger-Porter from Deakin University, who has consulted in schools across the country on how to embed cultural learning.
It allows people to be able to choose their pathway through knowledge and learning more, and it gives everybody agency at every level.
To develop the Nunga Way, Dr. Tyson Younger-Porter worked with local elders, the community, staff and students to build a learning framework that reflected many different ways of engaging with the material.
It's that action of the thumb, that value that's on the thumb and where that comes into contact with each finger. You get to apply what your values and your framework and your spirit, if you like, is to all of those things. And it helps you move through it with some degree of agency. You know, the elders were really adamant about including that element of spirit on the thumb and making sure that that's something that you can only come to when you're ready, so your non-Indigenous teachers can engage with that with their own metrics for how they measure things, how they value things, and that's fine. But there's elements of that spirit of measuring things for truth and for validity and looking at those signs, you know, which is our ancestors communicating with us. And they wanted that in there. They wanted it there so that people who know it can work with it, but that it's also protected and insulated from, you know, just any idiot coming along and stealing it. But they wanted that agency of the spirit of Aboriginal knowledge, and they kept it there on this model of the hand. They kept it on the thumb.
The process isn't a one-size-fits-all model, and Dr. Jamie Huff-Sisson says it requires genuine engagement and focus to develop culturally inclusive programs.
A lot of people do want to do the right thing and they want to talk to their communities and get their perspectives. But where it often goes wrong is that people forget to question the things they take for granted. So they might say, let's turn around and talk with our communities and talk with the families. And they seem interested in their culture, but then they turn around and still do things as they've always done them. So I would really encourage people to try to listen with the idea of building something together and to let go of things that we take for granted and to really question those things that we're doing and think of things differently. It's about bringing everyone on board. It's about developing the respect and trust within your community. But I definitely think it's something that can happen.
And Dr. Tyson Younger-Porter says embedding different cultural viewpoints into education is just the start. He says the education system needs to reassess its purpose and ensure that it's not just preparing children for an economy that doesn't exist.
The stated purpose is knowledge and learning for education, but that's not the actual purpose, is it? Because otherwise we wouldn't throw out all the stuff that works really well. We know what the best teaching methods are. These are tried and true, and it's all there in the literature. It's all there in the research. We don't use them. And that's for a reason. It's because it's not the actual purpose of education. The purpose of education is, you know, command and control, and to get students ready for a workforce that's run under a command and control paradigm. And you can weed out all the ones who are not going to be able to fit within that. You know, it's the sorting hat in Harry Potter, except instead of Slytherin, Gryffindor, it's like veterinary school, clerk, Coles, Centrelink, jail. The school is a sorting hat that decides where students are going to go. If you must be just producing workers for an economy, then actually produce the workers that are needed, because you're going to need some very resilient, very creative, very resilient, you know, self-organizing, self-motivated, good team working, you know, highly creative people who are able to change and retrain for new positions in an instant. You're going to need very agile workers. And we're not producing that by teaching to the test. We do need to move on from that.
Dr. Jamie Huff-Sisson says teaching culture through culture needs to be embedded in more schools to reflect the reality of our society.
If we're only just learning about culture, then it's something other. It's something separate from who we are. But if we really look and say, oh, I want to know more about how I can learn from different cultures and how it improves our practice, then it becomes embedded in the things that we're doing. And then that really connects with the children, especially when we're seeing the population within our schools and settings are getting more diverse. And so this is something that's going to be increasingly more important.
Dr. Tyson Younger-Porter says the process of developing these educational framework highlights similarities in successful teaching across thousands of years.
Well, it's always a reconciling moment when the Indigenous participants and the non-Indigenous staff realise that the best available research into education pedagogy, you know, from a mainstream perspective, always aligns with Indigenous pedagogy. They just go, oh my goodness, that's just Vygotsky or Piaget. Yeah, we have this. I know this. I do this. We just call it something different. Oh, so just the best pedagogies are just human pedagogies then. And we've had them forever. It's a very liberating and reconciling moment.
Dr. Tyson Younger-Porter from Deakin University, ending that report by the Wire's Sarah Martin.